All right, guys. So this is my first podcast that I am creating. I am definitely wanting to learn more about myself and about this journey that I'm taking on. But the things that I wanted to talk about today is how I grew up, how I am today, what I have overcame, what I am working on, where I see myself in the next 10 plus years, how am I becoming better, and what are my goals I am focused on. So just a little about me. I grew up in Utah, in Draper for the most part. I don't really remember my childhood too much. I just remember the first thing that I remember, usually the things that I remember aren't good, so, but the first thing I remember is getting bit in the face by my neighbor's dog. I was not too smart, and I was about around 5 years old at the time, and I decided to go over to my neighbor's house and jump on their trampoline, and I ended up, getting off the tramp and noticing that their dog just had puppies, and so I went over there. She kind of seemed irritated, so I kind of snuck up on her trying to pet one of the puppies, and she turned around and bit me in the face, so that's what I get. But I ended up, I think I ended up getting taken to the hospital by my neighbor, and then my mom came running over, and so and after that, I guess I kept on ripping off the Band-Aid, and so now I have this beautiful scar on my forehead to remind me every day that I kept on ripping the Band-Aid off, which was supposed to help it, you know, not have its scar, but unfortunately I wasn't responsible enough to do that. So, but I was actually, I was born in October, and I also, you know, I did have a lot of childhood struggles. I was not a perfect child, to say the least. I was a very troublesome child, and I think I, you know, if I didn't get what I wanted, I would cry. And so, which didn't make it any better. It just made me feel worse, actually. and I'm still kind of that way, but, you know, I try not to be. I get very down on myself mentally, and I feel like, you know, I don't know how many people go through this, but, you know, they want to look for an outlook of life, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know, but, anyway, after that, I, ended up getting molested by a family friend, and, which was very hard. I was afraid to tell my mom, you know, I didn't know how she would respond to it, and I didn't want her, you know, to not love me, and, you know, my mom told me, you know, you can come and tell me anything whenever, you know, after I told her, and so, I definitely learned from that experience. It wasn't very fun. I didn't really get a good childhood after that. I kind of just wrapped myself, into more problems as I got older. But, you know, I did get counseling for that, and I feel like that really helped. And, you know, we were supposed to have a graduation, for me completing, my, counseling, and, the person that I was getting counseling from, she ended up getting pregnant, and that day she ended up actually having her baby, the day that we were supposed to, have a little celebration, which was kind of disappointing, but, you know, I forgive myself of her and that whole situation. I forgive, you know, him for doing that, and, you know, I need to mainly forgive myself. And I feel like I've really come to an awareness of that. These past few months, I've been really, you know, looking inward into myself and saying, you know, this wasn't your fault, and, you know, you just need to let the past go and move on. And even though some people have treated you bad, you just need to forgive them of that. And even if they don't say that they're sorry to your face, you still need to forgive, you know, even if you can't forgive them physically. You know, you can just write it down in your journal. I've been journaling almost every day for the past few months, and I feel like that's really helped me with overcoming things that I haven't had great closure with. But after that, we ended up moving to Idaho Falls, Idaho. And I was able to basically start another chapter in my life, which was kind of good in a sense. But I did miss my friends here in Utah, and I actually live here now. But I never see anybody. And anyway, I'm blanking right now. So when I moved to Idaho Falls, at the time I was very, you know, I was very depressed, and I didn't want to move up there because I had all my friends here and I was only 11. And, but I did create a good life up there. I had a lot of friends, and, I had a lot to look forward to. And I definitely learned, that when I moved up there, we definitely had more chores to do, which we did in Utah too, because we had a farm anyway. But when we moved up there, we had more gardening, we had an orchard. When we were in Utah, we had, you know, rabbits, chickens, goats, pigs, cows, the whole nine yards, and a garden. So, which we were on a smaller lot of space, but I mean, my family made it work. And, so yeah, when we moved up there, we actually ended up getting 5 acres. And so, yeah, it was a lot more to do. We had a lot more chores, a bigger house, which meant more cleaning. And I definitely took, you know, responsibility to make sure the house was clean. And I, you know, every kid goes through that phase of, I don't want to clean, I don't want to do this. You know you're my parent, but I don't want you to tell me what to do. And so, which, you know, all kids are, I feel like, are like that. You know, they just want to do what they want to do. But as they get older, they have a sense of, okay, you know, I shouldn't have been like that when I was younger. I should have been more grateful. And I should have been, really, but I wasn't, you know. I was just a kid and didn't know any better until I was supporting myself and paying my own bills. But after that, I think it was during 8th or 9th grade, I ended up really going downhill. I was not in a very good state of mind mentally. I ended up, you know, going to a behavioral health center, taking Abilify on, you know, I was just not in mental clarity at all. But after that, little episode that I had, I was able to get out of it, and really focus on, you know, just getting done with school and being able to graduate. Luckily, I did. I was, you know, I fell away from a lot of my friends throughout high school. And my senior year, I mean, it was a good year, but it wasn't great. I really didn't have a lot of friends to hang out with. I would usually sit in the hallways and eat my lunch by myself, usually, throughout the whole school year. And so, which I kind of did that on myself, I feel like. And then right before my senior year, I actually ended up getting in a car accident. And I think it was in January of 2017, and that was not fun at all. Anyways, and then I ended up, you know, trying to leave the house. I got my settlement from that car accident, and I ended up spending that whole settlement, which wasn't much. It was only a few thousand dollars. It was probably about seven. My mom took some of it, you know, to help support, you know, with her helping me out. And so I was, you know, couch hopping for a while, and I wasn't very smart, and I was just, literally, I was just all over the place. I just didn't have any stability. And then right after, I broke my ankle too in 2013 of April, and I just, you know, and right after that in June, I ended up actually getting married to a guy 3 weeks, after I had met him. And, you know, I really just wanted to get on my situation I was in, and I felt like, you know, getting married was the best option to, you know, become successful with the person that I loved. And, but that just didn't really work out either. I was emotional still, didn't have a job that whole first year that I was married. I was very depressed, gained a bunch of my weight back. I should have been exercising, but I wasn't. And I actually did get weight gain as well throughout my high school year. And so anyways, I just, after that, he ended up, you know, basically just, I just didn't trust him. And he was one of those people that, you know, would hide his phone, or I'd ask him, you know, who is this? And he'd be like, oh, it's just somebody I work with, or I'm in school with, and blah, blah, you know, some chick. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. So I ended up breaking that off, separating from him. He, did his own thing, but I was very grateful for that experience, just because I knew that, you know, it was good at the time, and it was good for me to, you know, kind of figure out how to move on by myself. And so after that, I ended up actually getting with another guy. We were dating for another 2 years. And he was good to me. I just didn't like, I don't know, I just didn't like how it was. I mean, we had a really good time together, and I was appreciative of that relationship as well. But at the same time, I didn't feel like, you know, moving forward, just because of the differences that we had. And, you know, you really need to create those boundaries, with the person that you're, dating. So I ended up, separating from him, and he was not very happy about that, because it was my decision. But I ended up after that, I ended up my ex-husband actually came back and got in contact with me, and I was very shocked to say the least. I told him I would be his friend, but I really didn't want to rekindle what we had, which he wanted to, but I just couldn't do it. So I helped him out. He moved in for a while, and that didn't work out, unfortunately. He ended up using me again, financially, which was very hard. I'm still actually paying for most of the debt for my first marriage with him, and which isn't fun at all. But it's life. You learn, you live and you learn. And I actually ended up during that time, I was couch hopping and doing whatever before I met my husband. I actually ended up, getting with a guy and co-signing for a loan on my car that we got out. And that didn't end up working out. And, he smoked weed and he ended up leaving his pipe in my car, and we actually ended up breaking up, and I didn't realize that the pipe was still in my car. But I actually ended up getting pulled over in 2012. So I was on probation for a while, served 2 days in jail, which wasn't fun. But I was intoxicated, not with alcohol, but I was high on weed. But after that, that was definitely a learning experience as well, and I am grateful, that I went through that to learn with the judicial, with the court systems, and I don't want to go back to that. So anyway, but I just feel that, there's a lot of things that happen in your life, whether they're good or bad, and you just learn from them. I mean, they are challenging and they're not fun, but you have to see the bigger picture and the purpose of why you are here, which I'm still trying to figure that out for myself. And so anyways, after that, I actually, the guy that had left his marijuana pipe in my car, he ended up with that loan, he never paid it, and so they actually came after me. And so I had good credit at the time, and if I didn't pay it, it would ding my credit. So my mom helped me out with that. It was about $2,000 that I had to pay for. People say that, I'm too generous to people, and I really am. I don't think, even though they're, all I do is try and help people, and that's really my purpose in life, is to help people. But at the same time, I need to learn that people can use you. And so I've learned that the very hard way financially, which is not fun. But I, look at it as, it's money is only material, and it comes and goes. And you just try and make the best of what you have. And so that's what I've been doing. And so, but after that, I ended up moving out of the place, that I was living in with my ex-husband. He was sleeping in the living room and I was sleeping in my bedroom. And, I ended up meeting a guy, after I broke it off with my ex-boyfriend. Maybe like a month or two later, and I really told myself that I didn't want to get into another relationship. Well, this guy, he told me that, he really wanted to date me, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then that only ended up lasting 4 months. He was too self-centered, and I just didn't like that. It was all about him, it wasn't really about what I wanted. And he really just didn't care. He didn't really care about our relationship, and so I tried to mend it, and I really did like him, but it just didn't work, which was fine. But now I've been, and during that time, I actually moved in with a roommate, and he was super nice and let me stay there for rent free. And then I ended up meeting another guy. It was kind of funny because I asked one of my coworkers, I said, "Do you know anybody that is single, that is willing to date?" And she recommended a guy that her boyfriend was working with at the time. And so I ended up, seeing his Facebook profile picture, and I thought he was so cute. And which was great. It actually, we've been together a year and almost 7 months. But it turned out really good. We ended up, texting back and forth, and I really didn't want to mess this relationship up, because I know I'm not perfect at all either. The first 6 months I was really good with him. I didn't yell. I told him I would, I promised myself that I would never yell at him, and not try and get into arguments and not let the small things get to me. And I was really, honestly, truly happy for the first time in my life with someone. And we ended up moving to Utah in Harriman, and which was great. I really wanted a new adventure, and I didn't, I mean, living in Idaho Falls, it wasn't bad, but you get so used to seeing the same people, and I was really sick of seeing the same people that I used to date coming into my store because I worked at a gas station. And I tried to find a job here the first few months that I was living here, and I wasn't very successful with that, but I did get a lot of good experiences, going into interviews. And but I ended up driving Lyft for about 5 months, which I was doing up in Idaho Falls previous before we moved down to Utah. But yeah, that was pretty stable for a while, and then because of the DUI that I got, they ended up letting me go. So I was jobless for about 3 weeks last year, which was not fun at all. But luckily, I was smart enough to save money every week, which helped out a lot. I would definitely recommend saving money because when you get in a predicament of where you either lose your job or you need finances like then and now, and you don't want to put on a credit card, I would definitely recommend just to save your money and spend very wisely, and I've been learning that definitely lately as well. Because of the things that have been going on, like the coronavirus, which I won't get too much into. But I also, gosh, I just lost what I was gonna say. I'm so sorry. And also we actually just did have a earthquake here, which was a 5.7 on the Victor scale, and that was very terrifying. That was the first one that I was ever in, but you just have to be prepared for the worst. Not saying that it's, there's bad things that happen in life, but we just need to learn to just get through them and, you know, face them as, you know, obstacles. And, but yeah, so that's a little about me. Since everything's that has been going on, you know, I haven't been emotionally stable, and I haven't been, you know, I don't have real good mental clarity, but I feel like creating this podcast will help me, internally, and also, you know, get things, you know, off your guys' mind, with everything that's going on. But really how I am today is I am actually still trying to get over being sick. I've been sick for about the last month. I did, test positive, for influenza A, and, I feel like it was tapering off there for a few days, and now it's kind of coming back today, which is not fun, but, you know, I'm just gonna just try and drink enough water and get more, fluids in me that are warm, and, so, but, you know, all the things that I've overcame in my life, I feel like, you know, everything happens for a reason, whether you want it to or not, and the things that I'm working on, I've actually made a few lists. So the first thing that I want to talk about is my New Year's resolution of 2019. My first thing on the list was to lose 10 pounds, so be 125, which I did accomplish. My lowest weight was 121. And my diet, I wanted it to consist of carbs, usually in the morning, no carbs at dinner, protein, vegetables, no sugar, candy, ice cream, soda, no overdoing it with alcohol. So maybe 1 to 2 drinks, and then protein shakes after workout, which I was not really successful on, but, I am getting enough sleep. Which was another New Year's resolution that I had, and then focus on, my goals, which was, number one, to be a personal trainer, which I am actually studying to do right now. I'm supposed to take the test in May, so I'm still studying for that. It says to move to Boise, which was our original, thing that we wanted to do, but instead we moved to Utah, which is fine. Get rid of what you don't need or use. I'm still working on that. I know I have a lot of stuff, that I've accumulated, and I definitely need to go through everything and declutter still. I did quit vaping. Was doing the Zen, nicotine pouches, and I've been nicotine free for, I want to say, 6 to 7 months around. And then the other thing that I'm trying to work on is to have no stress and just relax, which is very hard because I'm a very anxious person at times, and I do get stressed out very easily. And the next thing that I had on my New Year's resolution for 2019 was to save money and pay off debt, which I have been paying off the majority of my debts, but I am still working on paying off debts. So, and then for this year, I actually created this in November of last year. My promises to myself, my beliefs to myself, you know, I have to believe in what I'm going to do. So I want to become a successful certified personal trainer and health coach. I want to be 115 pounds and consistently be at that body weight, which my BMI would be 18 for my, my height and my, you know, I'm only 5'2". So, and I do have a bit of fat on me right now, and I think that's just because it's winter and I haven't stayed consistent with you know, what I eat. So, and I'm trying to be very, very consistent. I'm actually writing down everything that I'm eating in a journal, and that's been helping a lot. And I also want to have excellent relationships with my significant other and family, and build relationships with friends, which I definitely think will help when I do become certified, because I will definitely have more social interaction with other people. And then I want to pay off all my debt and save money. I think the only thing I really can't pay off is my car. I definitely want to take control of my life and being able to get these goals accomplished. Another thing I want is to be fluent in Spanish and French, which I haven't really worked on lately, but I've been studying, you know, to become a personal trainer, and that's the first thing on my list. Another thing is to be successful in flexibility, martial arts, jiu-jitsu, boxing, and self-defense. I want to be able to carry a concealed weapons license. I want to write a book, and create a podcast, which I am, you know, starting that journey as we speak. I want to do a good deed every day. Which I was doing pretty good for a while, but I think I need to, like, definitely read through this list every day to remind myself of the things I want to accomplish. I want to read a lot of books. So the more knowledge that I have equals more success, is what I put. And then be the best person you can be every day. I definitely think that takes into account of, you know, mental clarity and being able to just face whatever is coming your way. I want to travel for sure, after all this, you know, stuff is done. And being able to own my own home. I definitely want to be at peace with myself every day, and I want to manifest my goals into reality. And that's just a few things that I've written down for my goals of 2020. So those are the things that I'm working on. And then I also have another few good things that you could write down for yourself. So I wrote down to utilize time. So I put that at the top of my piece of paper. On there, I have the activity, sleeping, commuting, working, your primary job, building a business, or you know, just seeing yourself creatively successful, eating 6 times a day, exercising, sports and being active, socializing, spending time with friends, which we can't really do, but I feel like this is a good way, just to talk out loud. Personal development, chores, you know, I did that all yesterday. I was able to clean my whole house for the most part. Necessary activities, you know, getting ready. I'm trying to be less on social media. Just because I know I need to focus more on myself on this time, and then screen time, how much you're on your TV, tablets, smartphone. You know, lately I've been doing that a lot because I just trying to keep my mind off things, but you know, you just have to make sure you're not spending too much time sitting for long periods of time, because that is not healthy for you at all. Hobbies, leisure activities, or other things. What do you want to create? You need to focus on you. There's also other things that I wrote down too, that I want to start again. I actually put this on the back of my door. It says, make more time. So first, read books. Two, get enough sleep. Three, make sure you have gratitude. I do have a gratitude book and write 3 things in it every day that I'm grateful for. Your passion, number 4. Number five, experiences as a family. Six, listening to podcasts, helping the planet. Number seven, eight, exercise daily. Nine, meaningful conversations. 10, learning meditation, which I have been doing, but I need to get back into it. 11, trips with friends, which, you know, I think it's good to go on trips with your friends, but also I've been trying to save money, so I'm trying to be more conservative. 12, new connections with people. 13, monitoring your ego, consciousness of your own identity. 14, fresh opportunities. 15, local travel. 16, removing judgment. 17, finding your own values. 18, clearing negativity. 19, making memories. And 20, service and charity, which I definitely do want to do more of, but I really haven't. That last one, I really do want to do service and charity, and I just need to get out and start doing it. I feel like I do make a lot of excuses for myself, but in the next 10 years, I want to see myself in a better state of mind, really. I really want to see myself become the best person I can be. I know I can do it. I just need to block off all that negativity in my life. I feel like that's the most detrimental thing to myself, because when I am in that negative mode, I literally tear myself apart mentally. I am so bad with myself sometimes, which is not, it's not fun at all. But in reality, you know, you learn from those experiences, from those hard times that you're having with yourself. The negative thoughts are coming and coming and coming, and you're like, okay, what I can do today is listen to motivational speeches on YouTube, which I've been doing a lot of lately. I've been trying not to get myself down on what's been going on in my personal life. And there has been a lot of things going on right now in my personal life. I won't really go into that just because, I mean, I feel like it's everybody struggles. I feel like everybody struggles, and you know, I don't really want to put that negativity into other people's minds right now, because it's already kind of, you know, the world is just kind of chaotic as it is. So, but to say the least, I am struggling right now, and I am trying to work through what I'm going through right now. But at the same time, I just want you all to know that you just need to stay strong and don't let yourself falter. And I feel like I've done that to myself so many times over the last week. I mean, it's definitely something to learn from, and I am willing to make those changes in myself and making sure that I don't see myself as I was yesterday, that I'm better from yesterday every day. But the other things, you know, I've overcame a lot of obstacles. I didn't really go over my fitness journey, which I probably should do. I at my highest weight in 2015, 16, and 17, I want to say. Those years, I was an emotional eater, okay? So I would just eat whatever was in sight, and that's not healthy at all. I started exercising January of 2017, and I promised myself that I could lose a significant amount of weight. I've still have been on my fitness journey, which it's been about 3 years, and I am constantly trying to strive to get good with doing that daily exercise, which I have been. I am definitely a gym rat now. which is awesome. I freaking love it. I totally do. It has changed my whole state of mind, to say the least. I mean, I was 180 pounds when I first started my journey, and now, I try and stay around 130, 125, 125 pounds. Which is pretty optimal for myself. And now I'm actually cutting out the meat. I'm trying to go plant-based, and it has been very difficult. But the last 2 weeks haven't been too bad. The only thing that I was really eating was the cheese. And I've actually ran out of those cheese wedges, and so now I'm not actually consuming any dairy products. I'm not consuming any meat, and I actually feel like it's helped me in a way, because now you can't even hardly find meat, some meats at the store, and so it's actually I want to say it's a little bit cheaper. Beans, they still hold some protein in them. And but I have been going back to the gym, a regular gym. And so I'm actually able to use their equipment, and I actually feel like it's been pretty beneficial. I've actually been more sore than most times since I haven't had all the equipment that a gym offers. Which I'm really excited to get back into. I know it's a small investment, but I mean, you're investing in your health, you're investing in what you want to do. And I feel like, that's the best thing you can do for yourself, is just to get that exercise in. It does release a lot of endorphins, so which has helped with my stress and everything else. So but yeah, that's all I really wanted to talk about today. But if you guys come up with any questions or anything you would like me to talk about, I can always talk about. I definitely recommend intaking enough water throughout your day. The minimum amount is 64 ounces, just so you guys know. I feel like water has definitely helped me with my digestive system, intaking it more. It looks like my face is less swollen because I'm drinking enough water. I'm staying hydrated. But yeah, I definitely want to keep on this journey, and making sure that, I definitely want to learn, and definitely want to create this life, this promise of life, of just I want to pursue my dream, really. That's what I want to do. I want to help other people get to where they want to be in their life, and doing all these things that I've been trying to do, I definitely feel like we can all communicate and have different ideas. And I would love input of anything that you guys would recommend. I'm always willing to learn. So, but just make sure that you guys are living the best life that you can live, because you never know when your day is up. And that's what I'm really trying to work on myself, is to just, live like there's no tomorrow, and making sure that I get the best out of this life, because We don't know what's going to happen, but we want to strive to live a long life. My goal is to become 125, so, or actually, I think it's 150 that I wrote down. So, if you guys have that type of goal, kudos, because that's what I have. And I know I need to sit less and I need to exercise more and just walk around and go for walks. That's the best thing you can do for yourself to start. So, but yeah, hope you guys are having a wonderful Thursday, and I will get back on hopefully by this next week and kind of go over and get some topics going. And I am so excited for this. So thank you guys for listening, and have a lovely Thursday.